Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. Like I said before, it's a privilege to be with you. It's an honor to be able to share this message of hope and grace. And if you have loved ones or you have friends or neighbors that's going through obstacles in their life and they're going through sicknesses or anguishes or concerns, you know, I love what 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says. And Jesus says, cast all thy cares upon the Lord. All thy cares, all thy worries, all thy concerns, all thy frustrations, all thy anxieties, all those things that are eating away at you, just cast them to the Lord. Give them to Him. Now cast, He was talking to disciples. So He was talking to them about, they understood what casting mean because they cast nets every day as a fisherman. So they understood what He was saying when He said, cast all your cares to Me. In other words, if you'll just believe and let those concerns go and not focus on those things and not put your mind on those things and let those things get a hold of you, you can walk in victory because greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. Now, we want to go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. And the scripture says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So He's telling us that whatever you sow, you're going to reap. We know that's a spiritual law. Genesis 8 and 22. As long as there's summertime, springtime, there's seed and harvest time, we're going to see those things exist. As long as the four seasons exist, sowing and reaping is going to exist. So we understand the principle of sowing and reaping. So He's saying, whatever man soweth in his life, that's what he's going to reap. Now, I want you to think about that just a minute. The spiritual law is based on the same basic principle of seed, time, and harvest. How many of you know anything about farming? If you sow corn, you're going to get corn. If you sow peas or butter beans or whatever you is you sow into the ground, everything's going to produce after its kind. So if you and I sow words out of our mouth, according to Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and our lips shall receive the fruit thereof. The things that we sow are going to produce. Well, how do we sow? He tells us in His Word, we sow the Word of God by our voice, by our mouth, our words, by the things we speak. The words you speak are seeds that produce after their own kind. So whatever you're saying out of your mouth is what's going to produce in your life. If you see yourself in poverty, you're going to be in poverty. If you see yourself poor, you're going to be poor. If you see yourself sick, you're going to be sick. And so you talk that way over and over and over because faith talks, but so does fear. So if you're believing by faith, now watch this. When faith talks, it talks faith, not fear or unbelief. Let us train ourselves to speak God's word. Now, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, it tells us something very powerful. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. In other words, imitate Him. One translation says, imitate Him. How do we imitate Him? We say what He said. When do you ever see Jesus ever talking negative, talking doubt, talking unbelief? He looked over the balcony of heaven and He saw darkness on the face of the earth. He didn't speak that darkness. He said, light be. He spoke what He wanted to see in that existence in that time. So the Word of God conceived in your heart, formed by the tongue and spoken out of your mouth is creative power. Now, that line comes from Charles Capps. The Word of God conceived in your heart, formed by the tongue and spoken out of your mouth has creative power. So you and I, whatever we sow out of our mouth are going to reap. Whatever we let operate out of our mouth, what we let operate in our life, you can have all the seeds in the world. If you keep them in your pockets or keep them in your barn or keep them in the bag, you're never going to have a corn crop. But if you sow those seeds, you're going to get a corn crop. If you sow the right words in your life out of your mouth, you're going to get a crop. You're going to get a harvest. If you sow negative things out of your mouth, you're going to get a harvest. And that harvest is going to be on the negative side and on the dark side because you and I have been exemplified and took into a place of absolutely power and authority by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So we got to understand what God is saying to the body of Christ here. He's telling us that the Word of God, conceived in your heart, formed by your tongue. What does the Bible say? Our tongue is the pen of a ready writer, and spoken out of the mouth has creative power. That's all Jesus did to create everything in Genesis 1. He began to create Genesis 1 and 2. He began to create. How did He create? He spoke everything to existence. He spoke everything into life. He spoke everything into formation. He spoke everything because everything was created. It was created for Him, by Him, and for the reality of what He wanted to do in the earth. So the Bible says in Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So we know that spiritual law is based on the same basic principle as seed, time, and harvest. Now, when we talk about seed, time, and harvest, do we understand that? There's a seed, and then there's a time that we must be patient, waiting for that seed to come to pass. Well, so many times we've spoken so much negative stuff year after year after year that after a while that crop comes in of negativity, and all of a sudden it begins to affect our bodies, our minds, our production, and what we do outside. See, the example of what's happening externally with you is an example of what you really are on the inside. And that's how we understand that as healing of God takes place, as that Word of God saturates our lives, we become full of that Word. And when we speak out of anguish or pain or anxiety or whatever it may be, we speak life instead of death, because He's given us the Spirit of life that gives us peace and life. So out of that is the result of what's happening. That's the beauty of grace.